This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today our study of the very important topic, the punishment of the wicked. And I'm talking about the eternal punishment of the wicked, the punishment which men who live and die in sin in this life and go out through the door of death without the blood of Christ to cleanse them from their sin, what they will suffer in eternity, the unending ages of eternity. Already we have seen that the punishment begins immediately after physical death, that one will not be involved in soul sleeping, as some style it, but that they will lift up their eyes in a place of torment, as we find recorded and taught in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. We have noted that all men will be brought into judgment. In Matthew chapter 25, the Bible teaches that all nations, and that means every person that's ever lived in every nation upon this earth, shall be gathered before the Lord, and there will be a great division. Those on the right hand, the sheep, will be those who have loved and obeyed him, and those on the left will be those who have not. Now today we want to look at the eternal abiding place of the wicked. Hades is divided into two places, two basic divisions, a great gulf dividing them. The place called Paradise, where the righteous go in anticipation of the judgment, and Tartarus, where the wicked go. But after the resurrection and the judgment and sentence has been pronounced, then the wicked will be cast into hell. I want to raise the question, what will hell be like? Surely every one of us would do himself the greatest possible favor to think about seriously and prayerfully what the Bible teaches about hell. First of all, I raise the question as to the companions. If it should be your fate to be in hell forever, who will be there with you? Who will be your companions? I read in verse 41 of the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew these words, "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into the eternal fire, which is prepared for the devil and his angels." Notice your companion will be first of all the devil himself, secondly his angels, and the cursed of all men. There is a little more explicit catalog given of this in Revelation chapter 21 in verse 8, where the Bible declares, "But for the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and fornicators and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part shall be in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now the Bible then plainly declares that your companions in eternity, if you should be sent to hell, will be the devil, his angels, the cursed, and specifically those which I've just read from Revelation chapter 21 in verse 8. Stop and ask yourself the question, do I wish to be in an unending eternity with the devil and his angels and the wicked who've ever lived upon this earth? Surely that is not the case. Surely you will think seriously and righteously and prayerfully about your situation in the light of the plain and simple teaching of the Word of God. Now I want to raise the question, after considering the companions that will be yours if you go to hell, what about the sounds that you will hear? And again, I call attention to the 25th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, and I shall read verse 30. "And cast ye out the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth." The weeping and the gnashing of teeth. No doubt as men are involved in such terrible anguish, and no doubt as they curse themselves because of their last lost opportunities to obey the gospel while on this earth they lived. Stop and think about it in contrast to the wonderful music that will be in heaven, of the wonderful voices of men and women praising God for his matchless grace, to hear the weeping and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth of those who have lost their soul. Surely you'll not want to be with the devil and his angels and the wicked of all ages. Surely you'll not want to hear the weeping and the wailing and the gnashing and grinding of men's teeth, but to hear the praise and devotion to God which shall be in heaven. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study.